What's up now? It's your boy, Derek the Great Borgans, here with Monroe Martin, Chris Cotton, and Amina. What's your last name?
Imani.
Imani. I thought your name was Murphy.
Amina Imani. This is what I like to call the Real Rant podcast. We're changing from CDM to Real Rant. It sounds newer, sounds better, sounds more professional. We're in a bunch of letters that mean something else. This is not an acronym show. We're back here.
Don't come at it.
But the new Real Rant, we came up with it collectively, and now we're back. We're black, and we're in live and in living color. So therefore, Monroe Martin, tell them what we're going to be talking about.
Well, first we got to do the same thing.
Oh, Chris, talking about it.
Amina, this is our first time on.
You got Amina.
Oh, yeah. Hey, y'all. What's
our
up?
Our first story.
Yeah, we got to talk about we got to get the backstory of Amina.
Oh,
how you
Lord.
Became a comedian.
My backstory is ridiculous. I fell in love with this dude in college, but he didn't want me. Wow. But we used to always watch, I don't know, I still don't know to this day, but we used to always watch comedy together on YouTube. And I used to feel like
y'all
I could do
it.
I
didn't have a TV. Y'all just watched it on YouTube.
It was just on YouTube.
If you watch anything on YouTube, you feel like you can do it.
That's
what YouTube is there
for.
That's
YouTube.
But that's what it was about. Let me tell y'all the story. And so pretty much the relationship ended. He dumped me. He not messing with me no more. But I still was like, I feel like I could do comedy. So I went out to a show one night and I was like, yo, can I get up? What's good? My homegirl knew the dude. Next thing you know, she hooked it up. It was like, come next week. So next week I come, all my friends are out there, and I'm like, oh, I really don't think I'm gonna be funny. So I started drinking, I got messed up. But when I got on stage and started ranting, something that we about to do tonight, everybody loved it. So I was like, you know what, maybe this is for me. So
but then you weren't funny, I can promise you. You weren't funny.
They know, they
first
loved
day,
me. No,
they loved you because you were black
you.
And drunk.
Your friends loved you.
No,
yeah.
Okay, but at the end of the day, I ended up doing my homecoming show.
Your friends
show.
Will love you
I
even if you murdered a young child.
Y'all, this, it was, I don't talk. I ended up doing my comedy show, the homecoming show at Howard University. That's huge.
Yeah.
And everybody loved me then, too. So I was like, maybe I should stick with this. And that's ever since then.
So
that's
basically, it was a shitty scene from ATL. That was the whole comedy. Take the first 5 scenes of ATL. And that's how she started doing comedy.
She said everybody at Howard.
Her name was also Nunu.
You stupid, whatever.
Everybody at Howard loves
I think I'm
it.
Funny.
No. Well, Amina, I believe that you're the exception, but pay attention right now. Derek Gaines said this. All this barbecue comedy needs to stop. Don't think because you're funny at
comedy.
Don't think because you're funny at the fucking barbecue, you think you can get on stage and hop on and try to be good like these real artists out here.
But wait, they got to build their confidence somewhere.
Auntie Lisa always talking about
stage. Listen to what I'm saying. Fuck that Shasta soda style comedy. I don't like that Shasta cola comedy. Keep that shit at the barbecue. I'm Derek Gaines.
You heard
gone.
It right here. He dropped the mic on y'all. He dropped the
go?
Mic.
We just
he
started.
He dropped the mic.
You can go. No, you. We just
he dropped the mic.
He
dropped the
he
mic.
He's going to drop the mic at least 19 times. In
at least y'all know me. At least y'all know me.
Right. Oh, shit. Okay.
I thought she was being chased around. There was a white woman jogging, and there's a white man walking behind
that's
her. And I was just looking. I was like, I hope you don't catch her.
Stupid.
I ain't doing nothing.
So what's the discussion for tonight? Y'all heard my wax story.
But let's talk about the females in comedy. Because there's some funny females out there, but they don't get...
Horrible.
See, that's the thing. They don't get the justice or the credit that they deserve.
No credit.
A lot of y'all are horrible.
No. They but do get the credit. They are labeled as horrible because most of them suck. They get exactly what they do. I'm not saying they all are bad.
Chris
I'm saying
is sexist.
I am not sexist, but I'm being honest. It does sound bad. If you had,
I'm not saying there's not no funny ones out there, but man, they come.
This is the thing. I feel like, okay. A lot of female comedians are generalized. They automatically think they should talk about like sex, sucking dick, talking about dudes.
I like how she said sucking dick.
That's what they do.
You sound like a nasty
and
ghetto chick.
No, but honestly,
dick.
I just
you want
feel
some ravioli?
What
you want some ravioli?
What you want on your Getty? Huh?
Don't eat your my Getty. Son's
I just feel like if your comedy is edgy, it's intelligent, and it's about something new and different, then you get props from me, regardless of you being a female or not. And we don't get respected just because we're females and guys always try to objectify us. But I have something to say, so I talk about it.
The biggest problem with most female comedians is that they have a vagina. All right, if they didn't have a vagina, they would be funny.
It's so horrible. It's so horrible.
No, all I'm saying is that good female comics come few and far between. That's just all that is.
Okay.
So, well, that's good comics in general.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right.
I don't, it's just different for, I feel like it's different for, like, women. Because right now, comedy, I'm not going to say it's a man's game.
No, it is.
But it's tough. It's
it
a
is.
Fucking tough
game. Just online.
We shit on each other
every day. You look
at
the top 100 comedians and only 10 of them are female out of 100.
I mean, but then you guys think it's, well, a number
it's
game,
a man's
too.
Game. Well,
a couple years ago, that number would have been one. It would have been one.
Ellen DeGeneres. That's it. No, no, honestly.
She didn't count, bro. I'm like,
count. She like girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, no, what it is it's a numbers game, too. If there's 1,000 women comedians, there's 100,000 male comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, I mean, honestly, it's just like, I wanted, like, I've seen a few funny ones, and the ones that are funny are hilarious. But I don't know. They
but you know
suck.
What I think.
Like
you
chefs,
know what
man.
I think it is. All right. So when a guy does stand up, we tell our jokes for men and women. So we try to make both.
Yeah.
But women always like ladies, yep. Ladies,
we're my ladies,
yeah, ladies.
Vagina.
Guys are going, I hate when guys are where my dogs at. Like, get the fuck out. All right.
Yeah, men. Men,
ladies
be,
always
men
get
tell
on
you that too.
Boy, my pussy tired. Boy, my pussy is so tired. That's what they.
The whole
that's,
Queens of Comedy tour.
And that's the thing. But that's the thing
men
for me.
Feel left out when
but
it comes
me,
to female
personally, personally, I don't even talk about sex. I don't talk about sex. I rarely curse.
You can't. With that action, a guy would ejaculate in the back seat. Back road,
like, I don't even talk about sex.
I don't even talk about
dick.
You know about that?
Even ravioli.
You telling jokes with it. I go to the porn club. You telling jokes?
But that's the thing. We get no respect. And they,
because y'all just talking to women.
But I think a lot of women try to grab fellas' attention.
But y'all don't. But y'all do it by. This is how y'all do it. Y'all do it by trying to put a man down. Or that's the thing. Y'all really do. It's like, my man, oh,
but
man,
no,
so
how many
man
men
dogs,
sit up on stage? How many men sit up on stage and dog women about that?
But they get nowhere with
no,
it.
No, and no, they still win. I've seen it all the time.
Where when you
see when I first moved to New York in Brooklyn, I've been to lounges
exactly.
And stuff.
That's it. That's exactly.
You stopped that comment. That's your first mistake. You went to Brooklyn to see good comedy.
Yeah. She said, I went to Brooklyn. She didn't say it. She didn't say TV. She said, I went to Brooklyn. Let me tell you this. Hood comedy doesn't go beyond the
but
hood.
But I'm just telling you.
And good comedy
I've seen
goes everywhere.
Talk dog women out and they still win and women still
they
get
win
them
at a shitty location where dudes would just sit around with their shitty shirts on.
Okay, hold on. Okay, yeah. What do you be playing? What clubs you be playing in Brooklyn?
True.
Exactly. You play rooms. You play these nut ass, half jazz, half bar with a TV in it rooms. And then you think guys win because you in a nut-ass room. They ain't going to win. I guarantee fucking T, they ain't going to win.
Go somewhere where you can talk quality material.
I recognize that, but it still happens.
Hold on, what is your definition of winning? Because if winning is making a crowd of drunk people laugh, we've all won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
but
you're
honestly,
right.
Then we're all losers when it comes. If nobody knows who you are, if you're not performing in some sort of sold-out theater and you don't have to work a job and all that crap,
yeah,
then you're not winning. We're all losing, yeah. We're all fucking losing. That's what it is. Sad, man.
True.
Sad. I value one more pack of ramen.
But I just, I feel like a lot of men are with like the traditional ways of life, and they're like, oh, women need to speak when they're spoken to, or they have their place.
That's I think
so.
That's
as far
all,
as
all,
no,
yeah.
As
I, no,
far
no, no,
as comedy, it's far and few in between that y'all listen to. That's just the way it is.
Rhonda Sykes, hilarious.
That's
the
Gina
only person
Yashiro,
who gets credit.
Hilarious.
She gets credit.
Yeah, but think about how they're talking. They're not just talking to women. They're talking to everyone. Men comic talk to everyone.
Marina, Ali Wong.
Talk to everyone. A lot of women comics, they're like, man, this shit is hard. They don't want to let women get a chance because you keep trying to talk to a lady. Bitches are fickle.
I can't.
You know that. How you gonna have it? But they are. They are. You know that. You have a women. You have women fans. They fickle. Soon as their period go off, I don't like her no more.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Oh, that's why everyone hate each other.
It's hilarious.
And then you know what the funny thing is? What? All right. So men, this is how men get fans. Ready? A woman will be like, oh, he's funny. And then her boyfriend will check it out. But now with women, if a woman go, oh, she's funny, but yeah.
I'm one chick, right? One chick. What's she cooking?
She's funny like receptionist funny.
I can't.
Like reception. She's sassy. That's the best I can give her.
Honestly,
sassy.
I feel like a real quirky waitress. But I feel it. I feel like the game's about to change and it's about to be women's time.
No, it's never gonna be women's time. Yeah, like, the game is the same.
We're all black. Hey, it's never gonna be black time.
What the fuck is Griffin doing? What was Margaret Cho doing?
I'm saying that's supposed to lead up. That's supposed to lead up into
how to play. Don't drop the goddamn computer.
That's supposed to lead up into the big boom. Y'all see it.
Ain't no big boom.
As long as babies are coming out of there, it ain't going to
happen. Women's Revolution will not be televised.
Planet of the Apes.
You know why it won't be televised? Because men own the company. That's why it won't be televised.
Planet of the Apes.
It's going to happen. Planet of the Apes. You know what's bad? Even in the Planet of the Apes, didn't have a lot of chick apes because it's unreliable. They were at home finding insects for the other city to eat.
Oh, I can't y'all.
Y'all can't take the animal kingdom. Ridiculous.
You know the motherfuckers that were on the bridge? Those were men. Buck the gorilla, he ran into a helicopter.
I know.
What bitch you know going to run into a goddamn female ape? Gonna be like, maybe we should rest here. That motherfucker female ape would do.
Let's just talk. You want to go have? You want to start a revolution? You have all these girls in one gymnasium. Like, yeah, get them, girl. Then you're gonna walk out the door. And you're gonna be by your fucking self. Because women are gonna revolt. Because you know why? Men have muscles, and women are gonna be like, fuck this. I'm gonna cook something.
Women will tweet. If the revolution will be tweeted, women get that.
y'all and they all still gonna have booty pics. That's the bad thing about it. They're all gonna still have a picture of their booty in front of their tweet.
I can imagine a revolt starting in the gym. Y'all think there's more people because all the echoes and shit.
And
it's one white woman because she's just like, I'm down for the cause.
No, you're right. He's right. It's going to be you and the white woman. Right? And she's going to get her ass kicked somehow. Nobody's knowing how.
I ain't messing with y'all. Tell them why we here. What we talking about?
We talking now.
We talking about everything.
We talking about everything.
Let's change the subject because I feel attacked.
You were not attacking. You know what I'm saying? A mean woman in the mirror. I feel attacked.
Big shout out to Yamanika Saunders.
Who, Yamanika Saunders?
She killed the show. No, she killed the show with it. She killed the show. She did a Christian Cabin show. She killed.
And what happened?
She had a great set.
She destroyed.
Yeah, she destroyed. Had a great set. Yeah. We all did very good. We all had great sets, right? Mm-hmm. Yamanika, but the thing is, when they came and shit got heavy in the show, y'all were all great. Then they seen her like, the words they used weren't even about comedy. Yeah. You inspired me. My loins were on fire when I listened to you. I was like, what are you talking about?
They had little Indian girls throwing rice in
the thing that made me mad, they start coming in the green room talking to her. I had my birthday cake on the table.
Just like I told y'all, it's far in between. Like, you see one and it's great. It's a shocker.
You know why?
Society is used to seeing a show. It's a show. You got a male host.
Mm-hmm. The way it should be.
You got five male comedians. And maybe a female, you know, do her little dance.
Maybe Indian girl, Indian
but that's what it is. So when we see, or when an audience see a woman who is great, they rocked out, they are shocked. They are shocked and they love it.
You're half right. Listen to what I'm about to say. Right. They saw a female comedian do clean material that wasn't corny. Yeah, that's why. When you see female gospel comics get on, it's all about the pew.
Girl, my son.
Oh, but like, bitch, in the name like, of Jesus, that bitch in church and
yeah, see that? No, Yamanika took it from a real standpoint, and they was like, "Yo, my mom was like, oh, God, I want to see you." Like, my mom came up.
She didn't even talk about church.
So she didn't even talk about church.
So give her her kudos.
No, we did. She ripped out.
We gave her a foot massage on Fridays. That was way more than
you trying to feminine it all up.
But understand where the audience is coming from. They don't see that a lot.
They don't.
They don't. Even when it was Queens of Comedy, no one talked about stuff like that.
Samora is rocking, and she's funny.
Samora rocking right now.
She is rocking, and she's kind of good.
She looks
good.
She
got nice little dark.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's dark skin and sexy.
Oh my God!
What did you get? What did you get? And this is the problem. This is the problem, people.
He said those breasts are crazy. Nothing about her
body.
Nothing about her stage.
See you, Shawn Chocolate.
Samora can just sit up there naked, but hey, we'll give a standing ovation.
Samora is the MILF of MILF.
See what I'm saying? That's why we have to work harder.
Oh, shit, she got a kid. She got a kid.
I will wax her comic ass.
See what I'm saying? And that's why. That's where
no, we respect, just in a real rant, we respect women of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. Big booty one, little booty one.
We're not misogynistic.
Big breasted ones, little breasted. That's pretty much all the women that exist. Is big breasted, a little breasted, and big booty.
Medium breasted automatically.
I forgot about the medium breasted ones. I apologize.
Medium breasted, you either got, like, if you got a C, that's starting to get into your shit. Bad at C. But it's like AB is great.
What's the perfect breast? I think the perfect breast is around a BC, personally.
No, high B. I mean, it's all about the butt. It's all about the booty, the coochie, and the face.
Oh, I can't.
Well, I can't. But see, I'm selfish because I'm a great boy. If you got everything, amazing. But if you didn't have something, I'd rather you not have titties and have an ass.
I agree.
A booty, have a nice butt, make sure the coochie don't stink, and have a nice face.
Where did this go?
That means it went where it goes. It went where it goes. It went where it goes.
Right now.
I want to know. What are women attracted to when they look at guys?
Okay, that's what it is. Because
men like, when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, how?
How why do you want
he
this?
He looks like apes. You're just like, how?
You know that noise? That bird noise? That's how
well,
we
see, men. And that's the thing. You know, women, it's some women out there who are really, really, really superficial and, you know, vain, and they look at the look. But then it's personality. That's
even
why so
muscly
many,
dudes look horrible.
That's why so many male comedians get it after the show. When you make someone laugh, that takes you so far. That's all you want
to
do is laugh and
laugh
enjoy
house
yourself.
Day. Shout out to the Laugh House. Got me through some dry spells.
You see what I'm saying? Like, we're like, okay, if you look like something and then you make us laugh, You're a 10 automatically because you look like something and you make us laugh. That's
I'm
a
10.
I'm
saying something because that picture tangible. You look like something.
No.
The fact that you alive.
No,
you can
when
make
I mean
me laugh.
You look like something, that means like you have two eyes and, you know, one isn't looking the other way. You have good teeth. You know, your nose is proportioned on your face.
I feel so bad. This is what y'all
like
got. This is what
like
y'all got to look for with you.
She just said Derrick Gaines. She said the kids, like everything she just said. She kind of, she didn't even look at y'all. She was looking out. But she was making sure
look
they heard it.
Look at this. I'm not sexy, but I'm adorable. Yeah. I'm a big, adorable dude.
I can't
dude.
Take
him. So y'all know how Monroe looks. He has the body of Frankenstein and the face of Gary Coleman. That's how Monroe looks.
That's why I'm adorable.
What you talking about, Rel?
I never got sexy. I got, you're cute, or you look like I get you're old school handsome.
Like I think you take know what that means.
Like, I'm 19. I'm 1960
like,
handsome.
Oh you know, I remember back you know, niggas got six packs on. You remember when Isaac Hayes and fucking Teddy P used to get on the front cover with no shirt? And they had the weirdest, straightest, most blandest ass body.
Yeah.
But Monroe had the torso of a teen mom.
All females want is entertainment. That's all I want is some genuine entertainment. Y'all want to
be But once I got told, I got, you're handsome, but you're like that old, retro handsome.
Like, you're a vintage handsome.
Right.
I got a record player in my room.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
That's
all stupid. All
right, the best I ever got is sexy. I've never got sexy.
I haven't
gotten sexy though, cause I can clean up.
Oh, wait till you some shit.
Keep going. I know you've got better things than me,
ladies. Even though I'm working on sexy.
I'm
working on sexy. I'll be sexy. wait. It's going to be comedy, acting, modeling.
You hear some of this shit. I'm gonna get sexy.
Is easy to get, but cute.
I'm about to run him down right now.
Hold on, let the panda talk.
Let me explain what I
great panda.
Now, some shit is just stupid. Like, so, you know, because mediocre girls, they like to compliment me over. You know, you ever get that when a mediocre... When they just try to, they shout.
Like I said, I don't get
it. First of all, I can't reciprocate your mediocrity. Because I want to say the shit back to you, but I can't. But no, I've gotten this. Are you real? As if I was a fantasy.
Oh,
like
God.
A Disney movie.
Oh, wow.
I've gotten beautiful. Oh my God. Like, girl called me beautiful. I took my home and called my clothes.
No, he not quick.
Like, he said I took all my clothes off to call me beautiful.
Y'all gotta work hard. That's right. Y'all cute.
This nigga horrible beautiful. Coming like 8.3 seconds.
No, hold on. I've gotten sexy as hell. I've gotten, oh my God, I can't stop looking at your lips. I've gotten this.
I can't.
And it's amazing, but it's not because.
You can't reciprocate that.
No, because I don't mess with mediocre girls. And okay. Mediocre girls saying that shit.
Derek is the most vain person I've ever met.
You hear him talking, he said, hold on, wait, everybody be quiet. Y'all about to hit it.
You hear the silence, but no. But even when pretty women, it's still kind of a prize when pretty women say shit like that. Or they try to get me like, so you think you perfect because your hair is curly and your teeth is all. I'm like...
I can't. No,
my mother Nina, she looking at him. You looking at him.
No,
you described me. You described me.
When you first saw Derek, you was like,
I was attracted to Derek.
Let me tell y'all something.
You still are, but you
only because I like real lame dudes. You know what I
mean? Football the horn.
That was good.
I like real, like the Nick Cannon.
That's called Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon is hilarious.
Nick Cannon is hilarious. Shut up.
I had to say it because you built yourself in.
But
so
you knocked me back down.
I had to bring you back down. That's all.
Let me tell you something, ladies. And Namina, I asked you to be a woman. We got one here. And this is how I feel. The more, I would say, attractive of a male you are, you have to have worse sex. Because ugly dudes, let me tell you, ugly guys, you have to work for. If you get in there, we can't let you turn back around.
Right.
We figure if you let us pull the dick out and it gets inside of you, we gotta represent because you can't go back like some ugly dude. Fuck me bad.
That's
you
know what fat
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, yeah. We gotta do good.
I'm better looking. You are the worst in sex.
I don't know. We have bitches all around, but I am not the most in shape person you're going to find.
He's fat. He is in shape, but he's not in shape.
He is a shape.
He's cylindrical.
I wreck shop because I have to. No matter how tired I am, I cannot let any fat black guy I'm not doing this for me. Me letting sperm out of my body is the second thing on mine. The first thing on mine is representing me letting sperm out of my body is the second thing. The second thing on my mind. The first thing on mine is representing for every fat black dude who couldn't have sex with the chick he wanted. That's what I have to do.
No, I get it. Thank God I'm not fat no more.
Well, I'm
but
still fat.
I still put it down. But I got to put it down for it. all the retro.
Antique sexy.
You the shirt. Retro handsome.
I accept it. I don't have.
He said retro, and I punched
him. I don't have distinct features. You know, you can look at somebody.
You got stinky feet.
I got a face like a little boy. So I don't have a strong jawline. Deep features.
His shoulders suck too.
I got nice shoulders. You slouchy pastor.
No, look at his shoulders. Other than my gut, I'm
his
cool.
Shoulder like a pork shoulder.
If I had no gut and all this fat, I'd be good.
But it's a shame that you have all that.
Yeah, I know. Man, I can't.
Your shoulders ain't too broad.
I got good action.
I got
extra
shot. I got
a little bit of that going on.
Let me explain something.
This is the most superficial podcast.
Fat girls do bone like it's like a check is coming because.
It's a big girl inside of me.
I like how that statement. Said a lot.
I kind of like that statement a little bit, but anyway.
Everybody got quiet like that.
Right, look, I'm like.
Unleash it, goddamn it.
But no, that was the. Yeah, so. Yeah, we all, that's funny, Monroe. But y'all do go in extra because you got to prove to them. Like, you know, me, I'm good looking, but
they going to come back.
Have said good things.
They're going to assume you made a mistake. He just was off that day. Nah, that fat dude,
He was horrible. He all fat and
nasty. They give him too much credit, Chris.
Yeah, they give him too much credit. No, I'm going to give him a second shot because he made him. He had a lot on his mind. And it was a Tuesday. Like, what the
fuck? You never go based off the first time. You got to give him a second chance. So, that's in the Bible. Well, it's not. This is how I feel anyway.
When it comes to sex, I learned this rule. You never, the first time, you never give them 100%. You give them like 50. That way they come back. When they come back, you destroy that pussy. And then afterwards, you can keep hitting at 80. And you still think it's great.
So call me up, hey, how's it going?
No, I ain't gonna lie, man.
You keep hitting at 80.
I give him 100 for the first 10 times. Hey. Because I have to. No, that really is my thing. I'm not even lying.
To work hard.
I said 1,000% first 10 times. 100% first 10 times.
You go hard.
After that, I get a mistake. And then some of them are like, he's still fat. He can't. He's just horrible. I gave you 100 10 times. 10 times. We 30 minutes deep. What are you talking about? I ain't good. Hot. And then you hide. Well, it's a shame. When you're not in shape, you gotta hide nuts. You can't, if you nut, you just gotta act like it never happened and keep going. Just fucking bite down and keep manning through it. That's what you gotta do. Y'all don't know. You know, you wanna know why you don't know? You wanna know why you don't know? Because you got a nice looking beard.
Exactly.
That's why you don't know about this. You handsome gentleman. I should punch you in the mouth.
I seen pictures of Derek in high school.
I grew into mine too. I wasn't like, you know.
You still growing though.
I was thinking it.
I was thinking.
You got it on first.
Okay.
Bro,
you got braces
right?
I'll take that.
Amina is real cute.
I'll take that. I'll give myself too much credit anyway. So y'all don't even have to do that.
No.
Y'all don't have to do that.
You give yourself no credit. You be fucking up. No,
don't give me
put it in brackets. She cute.
I'm still growing into whatever.
You open the door to that. You open the door to that.
Once you have your pain, girl, you go look good.
I set myself up for that. When I was accepted.
You're a late bloomer.
To a bunch of.
No, I am. My grandmother always tells me. She's like, y'all some ugly babies.
Damn, really?
Just like that, straight raw.
Grandma, I see pictures of you as a baby.
We was like Chinese looking big things. Me and my twins.
Really? Oh, y'all was big. Y'all was fat.
Yeah, we had the
babies
fat cheeks.
Are supposed to be. You got skinny babies.
Even growing
wrong.
Up, my mother let us do whatever to ourselves. She didn't.
My mom.
She didn't regulate. How we look, so we look like
her mom. Derek's mom used to let him wear big jeans.
No, I have a picture of me and my
big jeans, and the nigga got a belt on.
I found a picture of me and my sisters, and my friend held it up in class and was like, 10 cents a day.
Oh, that's my
oh
stuff.
Wow.
Yo, that's how bad we look.
She wasn't your
I
friend.
I gotta see this.
No, this was friend. A dude. This we was in high school. He found my picture. He said 10 cents a day. Just send a can. He said, just send a can.
Well, he just mad because he went with
nothing. Well, great we looked like that. I was in like 10th grade, but we looked.
No, you know what's bad? She in 10th grade. This is a bad statement. Well, not. The honest truth.
No, this
10th grade, I would have made a move on you because you see potential. You gotta go for the potential one. That's the bad thing about in high school. I was getting all the ones with potential.
Right.
So that way I could be like, look, see over there?
Yeah.
I had sex with. Look at it now.
Look at
it. Don't look at it.
But that don't really
now. Count. It always counts. It always counts.
No, low key it does.
It does count.
Low key. That's all.
Yeah.
That's
why. Whoever had sex with Beyonce when she didn't look good, they still win.
They're still winning.
Triple O class, you win. She could have had a big head and cock eyes.
And braces.
It don't matter.
No
it don't matter.
She could have been bald headed.
Yeah.
No, true story. I believe that.
I don't know. You ain't fucking win. She's the winner. She was important.
No one cares about
that. Why the fuck people when they important? When somebody's important,
that's
difficult.
True.
Yeah. All you have, I could have fucked Sherry Shepard. Because you've seen her look, she get because I reminded her of her uncle or somebody that she met back then.
That antique classic.
She gave me that look. She gave me a look, and I was like, okay, I can rent. If it wasn't for her being shaped like a snow cone, she could have got it.
Yo, just so we don't get sued. Sherry Shepherd has never said hi to Monroe. We just assume
she waved.
We assume it.
She gave me a very sexual wave. She went like this.
You can't say. The titty
she
wave.
Went like this. It wasn't the titty wave. It was like I looked at her, made eye contact. She was like, smile, gave me all her teeth.
Look at him. I can't. All her teeth.
Right? On the I'll be I'm a good wingman. You know that shit. Remember South Street?
No, let's talk about. No, what, that's a good.
What South Street.
Oh, that's no, a good South yeah, Street. Oh,
I'm a good wingman.
But now, I missed that text, though.
But you remember.
She was bad.
Hey, no. Yeah, good nah. wingman and good wing. No, honestly. What do y'all look for?
Is there wing women?
No, it's a such thing because I had a to wing play woman. One a couple of times.
A wing woman is the girl that don't get none. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
See, that's what it was. I was getting pawned off from the wing chick.
The girl who has to. Entertain a dude that is not attractive, no personality, he's just there.
And that's when I make my move, people. I have personality, but that's when I'm like, he's not attractive. And then I fuck him. That's what I used to do. I would fuck him and they'd be like, what happened?
Me and my friend used to argue all the time about this. Don't bring me into a situation to where I'm not going to enjoy myself. I'm not a good wingman.
How many times did you have sex with the dude you were winging?
Never.
That's because I wasn't a good wing guy. I recognized I was a wing guy. You know what I would do? Yeah, I know. Take this down. That's what I used to do.
I didn't call myself the wing guy. I was a consolation. That's all I was.
I went to the finals.
I wasn't the best look. I wasn't better than the person you wanted to holler at initially.
Right, you want to talk.
But you settled. You were like, all right. Like tonight,
that girl was giving you mad FaceTime.
And I wasn't even trying to talk to her at all.
I was like, girl, you are beautiful. I wasn't even into girls, but I was looking at her like she is beautiful. Her eyes, oh my god, her hair, everything, y'all, she was really good. And I wasn't even giving her any type of flight. I went in and she was here every chance she got.
She was here with it. And I was just kind of like, I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. That's the one thing I say.
She seems like a nice girl, but she wasn't.
No, she was a whore. No, you can see it in a deep. No, you can see it. You want to know why? Because I always make random statements. And I said to her, we was outside, she was like, oh, shit, how long you been married? I said, like 3 months. She was like, I was like, that's why I haven't been hitting on you. And plus, if I hit on you, I don't hit on you. I just say nasty shit like, hey, look, nice titties. Or, you should show me your titties. Something like that. And she didn't blink. She didn't flinch. She was like, and she just looked at me with this intent. Why isn't somebody saying that to me?
Let's rewind a little further.
I got two sisters, so I gotta say, if my sister want to fuck around as long, you only get labeled as a whore if a lot of people know.
Listen, this is when I knew she was nasty. That's why I was compelled.
Drop it on us.
This is what happened. I was showing everybody a picture of my new Jordan 11 low tops, right? I was showing everybody my Jordan 11s, right? So I was like, yeah, these are shoes I just love to perform in. She was like, does these sneaks affect your dick giving game? I said,
ha. She would have said that? How did you not?
I went back on it. I went right back on top. I was like, my game is perfect.
I was like, that girl is a whore. You want to find out.
If you'd have been like, you'll find out. You would have closed. You'd have fucking in that bathroom.
South Philly stand up. That's one thing.
I'm going to have to rep South Philly.
Look, let me tell you something. A lady, I was working at a job. It was like an older lady. She was like 40-something. She was from North Philly. She's ready to... And I was working at Cirque du Soleil. Stole so much money from that job. Neither here nor there, right? Now...
I'm not even going to say anything.
At this job, though... The lady said to me, we were talking about, she's from North, I'm from South. She's like, yeah, the one thing I'm saying about South Philly dudes, if you get a girl in the house, y'all just end up fucking. Even if you want to or not, they talk you into it. I was raised by every man in my family. Look, man, all you got to do is just talk to them. That's what they teach you. Just talk to them. They want to have sex. You just gotta talk to them and don't say anything wrong.
Yeah,
they do.
Once you
walk in the house, you're like,
you say something stupid.
I want the dick. But let's just make sure you don't. That, exactly. It's the truth. And I live by that. And any chick that walks in the house,
you start off with an A. It's up to you.
I done talked myself out of it.
Eight times. It's sitting there in the house.
Touché.
A girl say a comment
all
like
I'm
that.
All I'm saying is, if I look like Derek, I'll be cleaning the fuck up.
You think what? Though? You know what?
I'll be cleaning up.
It's like when you see those muscle-bound dudes who like have low self-esteem.
It's not all about looks.
Derek has zero muscle tone.
It's not all about looks. So shitty, man.
You are muscle tone like an Ethiopian child.
You know what, Dad? At the beginning of this podcast, he thought he was the most handsome dude.
Right.
By the end now, he is crying in the corner.
We got shitting on him.
No.
Nah, look, we shitting on you,
my
dog.
My confidence comes from within. I know I'm nice. I'll be in the gym. I'm Derek Gaines.
I don't. And I have wonderful sex, so I can live with it. With a
but
guy.
I have wonderful You're sex. You're married. You're when supposed to have wonderful sex. I have wonderful sex. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man.
I don't even like promoting it, but I think my sex life is amazing. Every day. I'm sorry. She ain't even going to listen to this. I don't even care if nothing.
I ain't there no more.
Every day. For a year.
I was there for a second.
For a year, it was every day.
So, he was trying to get you caught up in the street.
Busting them nuts. Getting them wet. Squirting. Squirtle. Pokemon. Right. Every day, I put it down.
Was you trying to?
Apologize for my vulgar language. My grandma might be listening to this, and she wants to show it to her congregation.
Yeah, you can't bring this back to the church family. This woman sips beer out of a straw, my dude.
Amina drinks her. Her beer, Pabst.
He tried
to be fancy. Pabst Blue Ribbon out of a motherfucking straw.
No, I drink
straw.
Blue Ribbon. I drink Heineken.
Don't start
catalog.
We're not a lady.
I drink imported and domestic beers.
Imported and domestic. Okay. Meaning it was imported from Los Angeles and domesticated.
Where is that from? It's from Brooklyn. I don't drink.
And domesticated meaning that a white man beat his husband and beat his wife with it.
They got a Brooklyn beer.
I'm just saying.
Brooklyn lager.
Brooklyn lager.
That's domesticated.
You can find it everywhere, but I'm just saying that's just what it is for me.
Oh man, well look.
Don't judge me. That's
what
I'm
we gotta wrap it up because Amina gotta finish drinking her Pabst from straw.
Let me close it. I ain't closing it out yet.
Yeah,
I'm close
it out.
Okay. We had a great time. Amina, we want to say thank you, Amina.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Y'all was cool.
It was fun. It was a great time. It was all sex based. It was kind of vagina was in there. This is what happens. And this is exactly what happens with comedy. Vaginas around. Men, we have a one track. That's what happens. It's nature. That's what it is. It is.
So remember. We changed the name
Real
from
Rant.
CDM Midday Podcast to The Real Rant. Because what we do is we sit there and we rant about real
shit.
Stuff. We talk about shit.
Yeah. And Mina,
this is what comedians do when they're not on stage.
Right. Yeah. Mina, give us your Facebook.
It's Amina. He's not
Amina,
nothing.
I, no, I'm Mina. Not Amina. Every Amina is always Mina. That's
no,
all
but
is.
You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/ Amina Imani, AminaHimani. That's
a
the
lot
same
of M's
thing.
And H's and A's,
I know. That's the same thing for Twitter, too. If you just Google Amina, I come up. And images and everything. My headshots come up. I did it today.
All right.
Cool.
She kind of cute. You can whack off. You can send him to your cousin in prison so he can whack off.
I hate you.
Big shout out to Reem. I don't even know Reem, but I'm pretty sure there's one in jail named Reem.
Reem.
D-Games, give me info.
Yo, man, hit me up on Twitter. I'm tweeting.
You don't even follow me on Twitter. You need to follow me on Twitter. I did follow you.
She's trying to get with you
back.
Again, man.
You see how she's staring at me right now, buddy?
You trying to get with
her. Give him the eyes,
anyway,
the Korean.
Anyway, no, all I'm saying... Derek Gaines 1 on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/DerekGaines1, and the website is under construction.
Hey.
Monroe Martin, you can follow me on, you can find me on Facebook, just Monroe Martin, or you can follow me on Twitter, Monroe Martin the 3rd is just a Roman numeral 3. I'm not going to drop the 3rd. I figured this is the 3rd time around, somebody got to succeed in life. My dad, he went to jail, and he had a head start. This motherfucker went to college in the Navy.
That's so sad.
Third time's a charm. That's there.
And you know,
they're coming to get Chris.
Are they? All right, and this is Chris Cotton. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter, / and at Cotton215. Center City Comedy, we in the building. CenterCityComedy.com. Man, the server got to just look. We got a server. The dude he just won't answer his fucking phone. If he answers his phone, we'll be up tomorrow. All right, that has nothing to do. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right, thank y'all.
Thank you for listening. I'm rubbing Amina's leg. It's pretty soft. All right, have a good one.